Why is my freedom judged by another's conscience? Here, by freedom, I mean the liberty to act without caution or prohibition. This is true freedom, liberated from Jewish constraints. What I'm trying to say is this. God has granted me a status above harm or injury, but the non-believer does not understand my way of living or appreciate the generosity of my Lord, but will condemn and conclude Christianity is a myth. They avoid idols, they reject demons, but still engage with the things offered to them. They are excessively indulgent. So what, you might ask? What's the harm to us if they judge us incorrectly? But wouldn't it be better if we didn't give them any basis for judgment at all? If you abstain, they won't even say this. How, you might ask, will they not say it? If they see me not asking these questions, either in the butcher shop or at a feast, what's to stop them from making these comments and condemning me as someone who partakes without discernment? That's not the case at all. You participate not as accepting idol sacrifices, but as receiving pure things. And if you're not keen on scrutinizing, it's to demonstrate that you're not intimidated by what's presented to you. That's why, whether you enter a non-believer's house or go to the market, I advise you not to ask questions so you don't become fearful and confused and give yourself unnecessary anguish.